Yo, what is up, everybody? I am Michael, and this is Off the Top Dope. Switching gears a little bit today, I just wanted to talk about some stuff that, as a wrestling fan, kind of annoy me. Like, things that just drive me nuts that I just do not like. Been a wrestling fan for a long time, seen a lot of shit, seen a lot of stupid shit, seen some stuff that just grinds my gears. Maybe you have some of the same things that annoy you, so let's compare. Let's see. I'm going to say mine, and you might feel the same way. Let's go.
Off the top, dope.
This is annoying.
One of the things I've always found super annoying, regardless of the company, they have all been guilty of it from time to time, except for maybe Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, but it'll make sense in a minute, of course, is the women's division is just completely undervalued. Women's wrestling in general is undervalued, and I've definitely got to say that one of the things that always drives me fucking insane is whenever a company puts up the promo image of a match featuring two women, and there's always some fucking asshole who's got to comment and say, "Oh, great time for a bathroom break." And it's like, dude, these women are doing something that you will never be able to do. You'll never understand how hard it is. And if it's not that, they're always being sexualized. I mean, I think a lot of the women in wrestling are beautiful. They're incredibly beautiful. But I care more about their performance. You know, their in-ring ability, their ability to talk on the mic. Like, take for example, Chris Statlander is probably my favorite in the AEW women's division. She's a hell of a worker. She has tons of talent. But the fans end up giving people like Sky Blue more attention. I mean, she's not bad, I'll give her that. I think she's pretty decent, but every time somebody posts something about Sky Blue on some wrestling Facebook page or whatever, the comments are always just so overly sexual and not really ever talking about her performance or, you know, her talent or skills or anything like that. And I'm not saying that this is, you know, the company, this isn't AEW's fault. It's not WWE's fault that fans are acting like this necessarily. But it's just always annoyed me that the women's division is just completely overlooked. It's overlooked as a serious division, and that these are serious performers, which they are. And a lot of them are very, very good. But the wrestling community is just so backwards and behind on the times, unfortunately. So, I mean, I would like to see the women's division of AEW and WWE taken more seriously. And it's not even just the fans, like I was saying. They don't get as much time as they deserve. They're their own division. I mean, you give the men the entire show, and then there's like one women's match. And this, you know, both companies are guilty of this. I mean, it really wasn't all that long ago that it didn't even matter, like, how good they were. It was all, I mean, they were doing bra and panty matches, and just, like, they even had, like, strip shows. Like, they were just, like, stripping and dancing in the ring. It's just, that's not wrestling. Like, I would love to see more women's wrestling on TV, and have it be done right. Put some respect on these talented performers, please.
This is annoying.
This one isn't necessarily promotion specific, and it's kind of broad. It's basically just cameras, cameramen, and people in the production truck. I realize that production truck is probably chaotic. It's probably fucking nuts in there, man. You got people who are trying to do whatever they can to make the show better. But then I'm talking mainly about the cameramen by the ring. I mean, that WWE camera, fuck, I don't know what the fuck you would even call it, when they just zoom in and out repeatedly every time anything happens, or they'll follow, like, we saw that thing where, who was it? It was Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. They were doing a chair shot on the outside, and I don't know if you've seen it, but there's like a gif of it where the cameramen are just like following the chair. They're like breaking their necks, like trying to crane these cameras as fast as they can to follow the chair. And it just looks stupid. Like, I get that it would be like an action shot, you know, but literally like every 5 seconds in WWE, they're doing these fucking stupid things. To be fair, I haven't watched WWE in a while, so I don't know if maybe they cleaned their act up and got rid of that stupid shit, but that was so fucking stupid. And I know a lot of people thought it was great. Like, they thought that it added, like, something to the show, but really it's just annoying. Like when I watch wrestling, I don't want to get vertigo. Like what? Moving on from WWE specific things, I also want to talk about when cameramen are just like all up in the action when somebody is blading. Like what the hell? I get that's production. They could cut away. That's a production truck. But the cameraman shouldn't be standing right there zooming in on somebody getting a blade ready to drag across their forehead. Like that's just going to completely break it up. That's going to break up the action and, you know, be like, oh, he's about to bleed. And then the chair shot or whatever comes and it's like, oh, I knew he was going to blade because fucking Tyler, the camera boy, had to get right up in Moxley's face.
This is annoying.
As somebody who didn't watch wrestling for quite a long time because WWE was the only show in town really for almost 20 years and the product just changed and moved on and it was not for me anymore. So I'm probably guilty of this too. But one of the things that annoys me is when there are people who haven't watched since the early 90s or even late 80s and you know they find out you like wrestling and they're like, oh, what do you think of Roddy Piper? Like, yeah, I mean, Roddy's good, but like he was never like big to me. Oh, well, what about Tully Blanchard? Dude, that's not my generation. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, say that that's not good wrestling because it has its place. But when you have people that just insult the way that wrestling is now with like moves, like being so over the top and, you know, people not just being put away with DDTs anymore. It's just kind of like, dude, times change, you know, this has evolved. It had evolved. What you enjoyed was not what was enjoyed 20 years earlier. So, I mean, you know, it changes. It goes on. We all grow. Just because I think the NWO was a bigger deal at the time than the Four Horsemen were, doesn't mean I'm not a wrestling fan.
This is annoying.
Speaking of old wrestling, this is something that I just have always hated, and it should have been left in the past. I know it had its place in the 80s with the Road Warriors and Demolition, but squash matches, like, what the hell, man? Like, who wants to see that? You have these big names, these, you know, these big draws, and they come out for 10-second matches. I mean, it was cool for Goldberg when it started because it was like, oh, how long is he going to keep this up for? But it's just fucking stupid. Like, that's like the entire Road Warriors career in the 80s was just these squash matches where they would just come to the ring, their entrance took longer than the match, and they would just beat these guys down in 5 seconds, pin them, and leave. And I get that it was supposed to, at the time, it made sense that this was like building them up like as an unstoppable force. But squash matches are just stupid because how is that talent supposed to go back to where they're from, you know, their promotion? Because it's usually never anybody who's actually signed to the company. It's always, you know, some local promotions talent on loan. Like if you had some guy like Joe Blow come out from New Jersey Pro Wrestling or something, you know, Joe Blow gets in the ring against, you know, the Hurricane Shane Helms or something and he gets fucking annihilated in 10 seconds. How's Joe Blow supposed to go back to wherever he's from and be taken seriously? And I get we're not supposed to think about that. We're just supposed to be like, oh, wow, the Hurricane. Wow, he's so strong. Not that that ever happened with the Hurricane, but you know, that's just an example off the top of the head. Like, it's just, it makes, you know, the losing opponent look like a fucking idiot. And it really doesn't do anything for anybody because that doesn't even get, like, give the winner a chance to showcase their talent. It's just all around stupid, in my opinion.
This is annoying.
When I was a kid, I had absolutely no idea what the fuck was going on when Vince Russo would come out to the ring and start dressing the locker room down on the mic, talking shit, saying things weren't supposed to happen the way they happened, and talking about the politics backstage. I mean, I had no idea what the hell any of this was about. And that brings me to this next one, which is breaking kayfabe on air, like, overtly. Like, Vince Russo loved this shit. I mean, we all know that it's all storylines, but it's stupid when people come out and just get on the mic and just be like, hey, just so you all know, everything you just saw wasn't supposed to happen that way. None of it was real. Everyone's A-okay. But I do have beef with this one person because they didn't follow the script. I mean, what good is that for wrestling, really? I mean, we all know. But when you put it in our faces like that, it kind of makes us feel like, why are we watching this? Like, it's kind of like I would feel kind of stupid, like, if I was seriously invested in like a storyline and then someone was to come out like Vince Russo did so many times and be like, "Eh, just so you know, it's not happening. That was fucking stupid. That wasn't real." Like, I don't know. I mean, you could say a lot about Vince Russo, but I will say, in terms of breaking kayfabe, one of the best things that Vince Russo ever did while he was doing that was that promo that he cut on Hulk Hogan at Bash at the Beach. You know, the one where he's like, "You will never see that piece of shit here again." If you haven't seen it, look it up, because that's probably the only time that I'm okay with breaking kayfabe on air, because it was a pretty good little bit.
This is annoying.
Now, maybe so far I sound like I'm a little picky or a little too opinionated, but I think we can all agree that one thing that's super annoying is when companies give mic time to people who just don't deserve mic time, like they can't act for shit. Like you probably know at this point, I don't watch WWE, I watch AEW, and you know, that's just what I like. You may not like it, I don't care, but I had tried so many times to watch Raw or SmackDown between the span of maybe 2015 and 2022, something like that. You know, every now and then I'd check in on it, and they would do these backstage, you know, the backstage promos where they just pretend they don't know the camera's there, which is, that's an annoyance in and of itself. Like, we're really supposed to expect that these people don't know there's a camera right there. But anyway, yeah, then they'll be cutting the promo and like, everybody just kind of talks like this. Like, nobody knows how to talk. Nobody knows anything. And like, this is the kind of shit that I saw like every time that I tried getting back into wrestling when I would watch WWE. And you know, that's probably a huge reason why I just like could not get into it. But you know, it's, they don't really do that in AEW. Everyone's pretty good on the mic there, I would say. Maybe you say differently. Maybe you should say it on a microphone on your own podcast. Anyway, people would just come across like they weren't even humans, like they had never had an actual conversation before, or you know, even argued with anybody before. It just felt so weird, and like I just couldn't watch it. It was like too soap opera-ish, too soapy, and not at all what I was looking for in wrestling.
This is annoying.
By this point, maybe you're annoyed with hearing the voiceover of
"This is annoying."
But we're getting close to the end, I promise. This is a big one. There's a lot to unpack with this one. When you hear the word tribe associated with wrestling now, you might maybe think of the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, the guy who's had the WWE title for 75 years at this point. But when I hear it, I think of the online tribalism on social media that is just fucking annoying, dude. Like, everybody just shut the fuck up. No one's opinions are going to be changed by what you say. Your opinion isn't going to change my opinion. My opinion isn't going to change your opinion. We like what we like, and we're going to continue to like what we like. And I'm assuming this goes both ways, because I see a lot of people say that AEW fans do this too on WWE posts. But I will say that I've never seen it, because I don't follow WWE so that I can go check out their posts. I know I see a lot of WWE fans going onto AEW posts, like every single one, and saying stuff. So, I mean, in a sense, I just have to wonder if they're following the AEW pages just so they can do this, or they seek it out. Because, like I was saying, I don't see WWE posts. The only thing I've seen was an ad for Survivor Series a couple months back. But it always just turns into a mudslinging fest of talking about ratings and capacities and arena attendance and gates and stuff like that, and it's like, who the fuck cares? What are you making from it? If you can pull open your bank account and show me deposits from TKO that you got from their ratings and stuff like that, I will gladly be like, hey, you know what, you're right. But until that day, it's like, what the fuck does it matter to you people? And I'm sorry, I try to be unbiased in my stuff. Like, I've covered, you know, WWE, I've covered WCW, I've covered AEW. I like wrestling in general, so I try to be unbiased, but I'm gonna end up sounding biased because I don't follow WWE posts to see what people are commenting, because it's just not for me. I mean, maybe it does happen. I'm sure it does. There are people in every scene, you know, every group of people, there are the bad ones that just want to argue all the time. I'm not one of them. There's no point in arguing on Facebook about stuff. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to make people be like, well, you know what? Maybe random ass Tim from Philadelphia was right. I should check out AEW, because if you're not watching it, you're not going to. If you're not watching WWE, you're not going to. There's nothing that anybody is going to say that's going to make you do something that you don't really want to do. If you don't like AEW, that's fine. If you don't like WWE, that's fine. I don't know why everyone has to argue about it all the fucking time. It's fucking stupid. Like, let's grow up. We're adults. I'm pretty sure in the rules you have to be like 13 or something like that to have a Facebook profile. And like, a lot of the people on these fucking posts that are commenting don't even seem like they're that old. Like, I know they're full grown adults, obviously, because you can see them just sitting there with a fucking pizza crust on their chest while they're sitting on the couch. But come on, guys, let's not act like we're fucking 5 years old. Like, just watch wrestling. If you like it, watch it. If you don't like it, don't, you know, it's not gonna kill you to not say something about the company that you don't watch. And the dumbest thing about it is when someone signs with a company and then everyone says, who? Like, dude, you fucking know who that is. Everybody was talking about them going to WWE. They're like, no, they'll never go to AEW. Then they go to AEW and everyone's like, who? Who's that? Or when CM Punk first went to AEW, I've seen screenshots where everyone, all these WWE fans, were saying CM Punk's washed up, he's old, he's a piece of shit, he fucking sucks, all this stuff. Then he goes back to WWE and they're like, oh, best in the world, right back to it, best in the world, CM Punk, oh, AEW's crying, they lost him. Personally, I've never cared for CM Punk. Like, that's just me. I think he's arrogant. I've never been a fan at any point. He's just not for me. I don't like his style or anything. But just, you know, it's kind of stupid, like the flip-flopping, like, oh, he's over there, I hate him. He's back over here, I love him. I don't know, everyone just needs to grow up, I think, like, for real. Like, come on, guys. And one last thing before I close out this part. I remember Vikingo was doing a lot of appearances in AEW, and if you haven't seen him, he's phenomenal. You should really check him out. If you like high-flying wrestling, you would love him. But somebody was talking shit about him on, of course, on an AEW post that they, you know, they don't like AEW, but they were on there to comment, and they were saying, you know, that Vikingo is, you know, he's like nothing. He's like not a good wrestler. He's achieved nothing or whatever. And somebody said that he's, you know, a champ, you know, he literally holds a championship in AAA, and this fucking dumbass said, oh, AAA isn't a major promotion. Dude, oh, God, stupid.
This is annoying.
And that is the last time you will be hearing that, because this is it. Number one, the final annoyance, the biggest of all. This has nothing to do with being biased. This is just being a wrestling fan in general. I'm sorry for giving my undoubtedly biased takes on a few of these earlier, but this is something that we can all join in and share in, because here it is. You might not even be guessing what it is, but I guarantee you it is the number one thing that is annoying about being a wrestling fan. Are you ready? Are you? Are you sure? Everyone remembers that time when they were in elementary school, and I say time, but I mean hundreds of times in elementary school, when you'd be at the playground or you'd be in the cafeteria and you'd be talking about, you know, wrestling with like a friend that liked wrestling, or you'd, you know, show up to school wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt, and everybody would say it, and they would all think that they had been the first person to ever do this, that they were the only one who had this knowledge that they just had to give you. They had to impart this wisdom because you're too stupid to know. And they would always say, you know that's fake, right? Like they were gonna shatter your world and make you give up watching something that you fucking loved. Like the fact that Timmy Pisspants thought wrestling was stupid meant fucking anything to you. Imagine if when Godzilla 2000 came out, you just told all your friends, oh, you know that's fake, right? That wasn't real. They would have looked at you like you were fucking stupid, but they're doing the exact same thing to you. Wrestling is for entertainment, just like books, movies, TV shows, music. I mean, do these people think that Keanu Reeves actually stopped that bomb from blowing up that bus in Speed? Do they think that King Kong was like newsreel footage and that a giant ape actually climbed the Empire State Building? No, they don't. But we don't fucking tell them that, like, oh, you know, that's not real, right? So I just could never understood why they had to tell us that. That's just the dumbest shit. And really, it's said by people who have no understanding of it. It's way more real than you think. Try taking a German suplex without getting hurt. You're gonna feel it. Try taking 10 chops to the chest. You're not gonna fucking be able to move. Like, it's way more real than people who don't watch like to think. They all just like to act like it's just a bunch of grown men in their bathing suits touching each other. Because they don't get it. They didn't put in the time. They've never checked it out. They just don't understand it. And because they never tried to understand it, they're just like, well, I guess I'm just gonna think it's fucking stupid. But I guess, you know, to every kid on the playground, in the cafeteria, wherever, that said, you know, wrestling's fake, you know that, right? It's stupid. It's not real. You missed the point, and there's lots of shit that you liked that wasn't real, and you never did anything to keep me from enjoying wrestling. Like, I still love it to this day. I'm 33 years old. I started watching wrestling in 1996, and like I've said, I took a big break because it just wasn't for me anymore, everything that I was seeing, but there was still the love in my heart. It never went away. Nothing anybody said ever changed it. It's just, it was stupid to, like, try to, like, put people down because they liked it. I don't know. That's the final one. That's the big one. I think we all share in that. And I think even to this day as adults, we still have people sometimes that are like, oh, isn't that fake though? How did he get injured? Isn't that like not real at all? Just understand that they don't understand. You know, it still annoys me sometimes because I still hear it sometimes. Like I'll like show somebody a clip of something that I thought was cool. They're like, oh, I didn't know they did that. And it's like, yeah, I know you don't because you've never checked it out before. Maybe you should. I don't know. That's enough for today. Thank you guys for checking it out, sharing in some annoyances with me. Hope I didn't annoy you. Hopefully you check out some of the other episodes. Hopefully you check out some future episodes. Let's just enjoy wrestling, guys, because that's what it's here for, is to just be entertaining, to draw us in, make us forget about how stupid life can be sometimes. So let's just keep enjoying it, right? Let's stop bickering. Let's stop shitposting on Facebook. Let's just fucking come together. That's what I would love. I would love for WWE to see what's great in AEW, and I would love AEW to see what's great in WWE. I would love to see New Japan get in there. I'd love to see AAA and CMLL. I'd love to see fucking just all these promotions just getting together, man. Like, and all the fans just trading clips, trading cards, of course. If you'd like AEW trading cards, you should check me out on Whatnot at Chair Shot Cards, all one word. That's Chair Shot Cards, all one word, like I said. But I just feel like if we all came together and stopped being fucking stupid, wrestling would be so much cooler. It would be so much more dope. And it's already the dopest sport on the planet, bar none. I mean, you know that. I know that. Let's just keep it dope, guys. Let's make it fucking cool. How about your homework for this is to check out a match from a promotion that you do not watch and see if you like it, because I know a lot of times after I saw some of the CMLL guys in AEW, I was like, I gotta check this shit out. So just give it a try, and you know, maybe it's not your thing, but just enjoy wrestling. Try branching out and just be cool to each other, guys. All right, take it easy. Longest outro ever.